He warned them sternly not to make him known. Doesn't that seem a bit strange? Isn't that the job of a disciple, to make Jesus known to the world? Isn't that part of our role? Wasn't that part of the job of the first disciples, to make him known? And yet Jesus warns them sternly to not make him known. And he does that again and again throughout the beginning of his public ministry, doesn't he? When he performs some miracle, when he heals someone, he says, by the way, don't tell anyone what's going on there. Now, some of us might be aware of why he does that, and some of us might not quite understand it. So it's always helpful to remember what's going on. The reason is we have to remember what the Jewish people were waiting for. They were waiting for a Messiah, yes. What did they want their Messiah to do? Primarily one thing: to get the Romans out of Israel. The Romans had occupied Israel with force, and like any country, they don't want them there. Who wants a foreign nation occupying your country? I don't. Do you? And neither did the people of Israel. So they did not want the Romans there any longer. And so what they wanted their Messiah to do was to get them out. But this new preacher from Galilee was attracting all kinds of people. Why was he attracting them? Because he was doing incredible things. He was healing people with diseases that were incurable. He was raising the dead. But he knew that they weren't ready to find out who he was. They couldn't receive, in a sense, the identity that Jesus had. They weren't ready for it. Why? Because they were expecting a different kind of Messiah. But Jesus would not do that. He was not that kind of Messiah. He was not a political leader. He didn't have an army. He preached nonviolence and peace. And yet, what Jesus would do is far greater than what any earthly king and Messiah could do. What do I mean by that? Jesus did not come to destroy the enemy of the Romans. He came to destroy the enemy called sin. He came to destroy the enemy called the evil one. He came to destroy the enemy called death. He came, in a sense, for a different reason than what they wanted. That's why he told them, don't tell anyone, because they weren't ready for this kind of Messiah. They also weren't ready for something else: how he would restore the human heart, how he would destroy evil, how he would destroy sin, how he would destroy death. How would he do that? On the cross. Once he started to preach, this is how I will redeem the world, then he was more ready to have them tell everyone who he was. Everyone, do we take that seriously? Do we take the power of sin seriously and the power it has over us? Do we take the power of the evil one seriously, that it can at times control us and discourage us and tell us all kinds of lies? Do we take that seriously or not? Our job is to call on the name of the Lord as the protector, as the Messiah, as the one that came to destroy sin and death and the power of the evil one. If we don't take that seriously, we might want to start doing that. The way in which Jesus restored the human person was by giving his body on the cross. And he did not do so in some vague way. He did so in a very concrete way, and he did it for you.